God loves you and offers a wonderful plan for your life. John 3:16 says, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Jesus said, I came that they might have life and might have it abundantly. But man is sinful and separated from God, therefore he can't know and experience God's love and plan for his life. It says in the book of Romans that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. You see, Jesus Christ is God's only provision for man's sin, and through him you can know and experience God's love and plan for your life. Romans 5:8 says, God demonstrates his own love for us in this, while we are yet still sinners, Christ died for us. Christ died for our sins, he was buried, and he was raised again on the third day according to the scriptures. He appeared to Peter, then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500. Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. We must individually receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Then we can know and experience God's love and plan for our lives. The Bible says, to those who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children not born of natural descent or a human decision or husband's will, but born of God. Revelation 3:20 says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him." Do you hear Jesus knocking at the door of your heart? If you do, please pray this simple prayer with me. "Jesus, I ask you to come into my life. I know that I'm a sinner, and I know I can't fix my life on my own. I thank you, Lord, that I don't need to go and change my life or change myself to be acceptable to you, Lord, that I don't need to clean up my act, Lord. All I need to do is just ask you to come into my life and make me the person that you created me to be. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen."